Right now on VFN TV, we're talking about prophecy. What about these hurricanes? What did God say to Prophet Bill Yant in regards to an outpouring that's coming to the world? Also, what did he say? What is he saying to Kim Clement in 2014, talking about what will be happening at this particular time? We're going to hear from them. Also from the prophetess, Cindy Jacobs, as she's talking about draining the swamp. And we're going to be talking about the nuclear potential thingamajig that... Thank you. I'm in the flow.
If you crash, we tell you you crash. Just keep going.
Look, stay in the flow. You did really good.
Thanks. Yeah, I couldn't remember North Korea. Okay.
Yeah, can you say that, Pat?
Let's just go. Let's keep going. Let's go back and do it again. Let's do it. Just count me down.
Right. Here we go. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Right now, VFN TV, prophecy, prophecy, prophecy. We're going to hear from Bill Yant in regards to these hurricanes, what was prophesied about, how outpourings are going to come to these particular cities and states that are experiencing these hurricanes and these winds and these floods. Also, I'm going to share with you the prophetic vision the Lord gave me. We're going to hear from what Kim Clement prophesied about this day in 2014, about an outpouring of God. We're also going to hear what Rick Joyner had to say about North Korea and satellites flying over America and EMPs, literally explosions over America that could shut down every electrical device that we had, that most of our population, they said, would die within 12 months. What's going on? We're going to hear about that. And Cindy Jacobs, when she heard from the Lord about God is draining the Washington swamp. All of that and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
He said the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group right off the coast of North Korea? Of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say, but nay.
But we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community.
Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS.
America is back again.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where school children have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter. With fear, but with speed, not with Donald J. Trump.
God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give wealth transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Do you know the Lord says in the scriptures that he doesn't do anything till he reveals it to his people first? And the people he reveals it to, we call them prophets, people that kind of are hearing what God is going to do, what he's going to say, what he's going to be saying, and they begin to repeat what God is saying. That's how you can go around the country and around the world sometimes and hear the same thing being preached or said, because God is speaking to his church. You know, God speaks to his church. Jesus said, you know, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. We can hear what the Lord is saying. And he begins to share some of his secrets with us. Well, he actually spoke to Cindy Jacobs, she's a prophet, in regards to what's going to be taking place in Washington, D.C., and spoke specifically about the swamp, the political, you know, thing that's kind of quagmired up right now. And you're thinking, this is the Congress that told America that they wanted to be able to fix healthcare. They wanted to be able to give us jobs. They want us to be able to empower us. But yet they're just kind of just stale and stuck. And it's like our president's going, didn't you say you wanted to do this? They told the previous president. They said for 8 years, he said, this is what you need to do. And you know what? They owe him an apology because they didn't even do it when he wasn't even there, when they had a president in charge. Guess what? That's called the swamp. There's people that are stuck. There's strongholds that are stuck right there. And God's going to unstick Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Cindy Jacobs as he's with Jim Baker explaining about how God said he's going to drain the swamp and how it gets worse before it gets better. Then we have 3 years of peace. Check it out.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. Actually, it was before. Well, I think it was right after the inauguration sometime. And the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were up in Washington, D.C., for a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and I, and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating, and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit just comes
something
sometimes.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, the Comey firing, and all this happened.
Yes.
Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that.
Yeah.
And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that.
Yeah.
And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars.
Mm.
It's swamp wars.
Mm.
And it's going to continue till next February.
Yeah.
But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So, you know, if it gets worse and worse, you know, we can get afraid, or we can say, praise the Lord, you know, because things are getting exposed and getting changed. Yeah. But we've got to pray.
It's all in how we pray. Listen, your prayers are heard. They make a difference. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I want to encourage you to pray. Pray that these moles are revealed. Pray that this gridlock would end. Pray that the swamp would be drained and purity would come. It's one prophetic word that came from Brett Holderbaum out of Ohio. And it was a word the Lord showed him that he was at the VFN Dream Center, that all of a sudden this God's wind is going to begin to blow across Washington, D.C. You look at the wind coming from everywhere now with these hurricanes. And it's going to take down all the monuments. We're seeing in the natural monuments being challenged. But after they come down, then all of a sudden a new wind is going to come. And she's talking about 10 months. That's February 2018. Dear Lord, let it happen. And speaking of that, understand there's something happening so very, very important. It's called the Budget Reconciliation Act. Do you know this thing called that is over September the 30th? Which means this. If Congress decides to pass a new health care bill to change Obamacare, do away with it, bring in tax reconciliation or a new tax plan for America, they can do it with 50 votes up to September 30th. But after September 30th, they're going to do away with the Budget Reconciliation Act, which says now they have to have 60 votes. If they can't hardly do it with 50 votes, understand September 30th is a big, big day. And I want to encourage you to pray and call your congressman or congresswoman and say, listen, you need to get an agreement. You need to do it now. Because what happens if they tie at 50, the Vice President Mike Pence can vote in the Senate and they can pass that. They can pass tax reform. They can pass health care reform. They can pass all these things just quickly. A new wall for our borders, all these different things. But after the 30th of September, they got to have 60 votes. And we lost the last vote, the people that are wanting our country to be sustained, by like one or two votes. It was like it was Senator McCain out of his particular district came in. And one vote shifted everything. So pray that the swamp gets drained. And it's amazing. And it's like, these are grown folks that told all their constituents that they would do this, and they're there and they can't do it. And it's amazing. It's like they're strategizing against the citizens of America. Pray. God will intervene. God's saying, I am doing this. It's my hand. It's the sword of heaven coming down. But we got to get in agreement with God, not with all these naysayers and people that are coming down to that last part of the water that she talked about when they start draining the swamp. What happens is the creatures in the swamp start fighting over little puddles of water. You can see that in where alligators are and where different animals are. When the dry season comes in, they start fighting over that little bit of water. And that's what you're seeing right now. They're fighting over oxygen. They're fighting over water. They're fighting over political territory. But they're fighting against the winds of God. So be in agreement with God. So after it's over, it won't be a history lesson for you. It'll be something that you're writing about because you prayed and locked into God. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to listen to a prophecy that was given, a word of knowledge about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse explosion over the United States, over Kansas, for example, that could take the entire United States out. No explosions in regards to bomb-wise, but every electrical device you have, cars, planes, everything just shuts down. We'll hear from Rick Joyner on that. We'll hear from Ted Koppel on that. And we'll also hear from The Blaze for the record. You're going to be shocked, but we know how to pray. How North Korea has two satellites flying over America every single day, and they could put one of those devices in one of their satellites. It's time to pray. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
17 years ago, I walked onto that mall with the first call DC. I'll never forget the thousands of kids that were there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, 17 years later, I almost feel it's an unfolding fulfillment of what we dreamed about then.
Never before has there ever been 50 tents on the National Mall with hundreds of musicians.
When David became king, a procession of all the tribes gathered. How many thousands?
The first thing that he did was bring the Ark of the Presence of God into the city, and he put it in a tent for 30 years. Imagine if in Washington, D.C., there was a tent city for 3 days where the song and the sound of the Lord filled our nation, and it went viral.
This has never been done before in American history. Woodstock has its day, but this is day and night.
This This is everybody bringing their song, everybody bringing their prayer, everybody coming together in one heart to declare it's a new day. It's time to awaken the dawn.
It's time for the procession of God into this nation.
Come on.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This whole program is packed. You want to stay connected to every part of this. We're going to talk about prophecies about these hurricanes, how God's going to be doing having outpourings in these states and these particular areas where you're seeing hurricanes come in from Bill Yont. And we're also going to hear about what Rick Joyner's understanding from North Korea about an EMP. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to that right now. You think about electric magnetic pulse. What is that? Well, we're going to explain in just a moment, but understand this. When these things go off, you might not see it, but you will experience it.
No doubt.
Planes that run off of, they run off computers.
Oh, yeah.
They just drop out of the sky. They become bricks. Mm. You have cars. Everything's above 1970 something. Thank God my 1960.
Well, you got computers, your iPhone, yes. iPhones, these iPads, your ability to connect to the internet.
Your generator, everything that you have is gone. As a matter of fact, let's find out what actually an EMP is first, because this is what Rick Joyner is saying of Morningstar Ministries, is that very well that North Korea, they have two satellites that go over America every single day, which should be the first thing you take down.
Hello.
And they could have an EMP in one of those satellites, and if it goes off over Kansas, well, first, let's just find out. I want you to see what an EMP is. Take a look. This is actually from For the Record by The Blaze. Check it out.
No electricity for a year or more. Computers and other electronics destroyed. Planes falling out of the sky. No clean water. No food. Pandemics. As many as 300 million Americans dead in a year. This may sound like a nightmare, but a congressional committee says it could happen in the wake of an attack known as an EMP.
EMP, shorthand for electromagnetic pulse. It is generated by detonating a small, actually low-yield fission bomb approximately 200 to 250 miles above the Earth's atmosphere. That sets off what's known as the Compton effect. The gamma ray bursts from the bomb, hits the upper atmosphere, starts splitting off free electrons, sets up a static discharge that cascades through the atmosphere, and literally within milliseconds, overloads the electrical grid on the surface of the Earth and can blow out the entire power grid of the United States in 1 second.
What happens when the grid comes down is there are surges of electricity that blow the big transformers. The estimate is that we could lose somewhere between 100 and 200 of those. That means that the grid would be down for a year or more.
If you are watching a plane overhead, many of them will just turn into flying bricks because modern planes are computer controlled. They come down and then the chaos starts. With the entire grid down, there's no electricity, which means no water supply, refrigeration's gone, a vast majority of cars would be short-circuited off, particularly any cars made after 1990. You lose your transportation, you lose command and control.
There's 3 days food supply in the average city, so if the trucks don't run, you run out of food very quickly.
And when we get 20 to 25 days into such an event, when everybody's out of food, how many people would be willing to kill for a McDonald's hamburger, especially if their child is starving? That's when it starts getting very ugly.
A month after this, already the effects of little or no potable drinking water, no treatment of sanitation, there's going to be a lot of diseases.
It's an existential threat to our society. It threatens the existence of our society, of our civilization, because we've never been so dependent upon technology for our survival in human history as we are today. If you have a blackout that lasts a year, no one can tell me how we can keep a population of 320 million people alive without food and water.
Most people believe that if we have not prepared, and we have not prepared, if we have not prepared for an EMP attack, that probably within the first year, maybe as many as 90% of our people will die.
90% of America's population would die. I mean, I think about Hurricane Irma that just hit. Mm. This one lady's being interviewed, and they interviewed her and said, you know, talk to us. What's going on? And she says, you know, we have no electricity. We have no internet. We're living like beasts. I mean, it's only been a day.
Like beasts.
And she's thinking it's a beast because of internet. Remember Hurricane Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
They're concerned. The guy floated on his mattress all the way down to the city hall to say, basically, they were saying, like, charge my phone.
In Hoboken. My goodness.
Yeah. And so you want to think people last longer than that. But listen, we went through Katrina. We went through Ivan. We're going now through Irma and Harvey.
Desperate and afraid people do dangerous things. And we've seen that.
Yes.
You know?
They do.
It's not above them to hurt and even kill people to get it.
Well, we're seeing that take place even right now in Florida where, you know, stealing shoes. They went into a shoe store, broken in just to steal shoes. And when people start, that's what's so important about the law, about law enforcement and having God's blessing on
our
country.
Law and order, right?
Law and order. Because the moment that that's held back, you watch the criminal element just kind of come out. And then understand, that's just been a couple of days. He's talking about a year.
Well, in Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans, I believe it was 3 to 4 days before they lost all, you know, civility.
Yes.
It's just people just going crazy. And the police left to protect their own homes.
Yes. That was a tragedy that was taken on down there. Thank God FEMA's better under a new president.
Yes.
And things are happening a lot differently. They're responding really well for Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. But listen, this is Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel wrote a book called Lights Out. And he's talking about the electric system, the electric grid. So in that, when you hear about an EMP going off, it shuts down the electric grid. Now, what Ted Koppel's talking about, you know, from Nightline, that's Ted Koppel, he's talking about a cyber attack. But understand, worse than a cyber attack is an EMP. So when you hear a cyber attack, realize that's nothing compared to everything being shut down. And listen to how he describes what happens when the electric grid gets shut down, because that's exactly what would happen with an EMP. This is Ted Koppel. The book is Lights Out. You need to get it. Let's take a look.
When the lights go out, we usually know why.
Hurricane Sandy coming ashore on the East Coast.
Mother Nature is at it again. Most of the time, we manage to get through it. But what if the power went out in a number of states, affecting millions of people for weeks, even months?
As you were researching this, did you personally find yourself getting frightened?
I think frightened is a little bit too strong, but maybe I should have been. Yes, it's frightening. It is frightening enough that my wife and I decided we were going to buy enough freeze-dried food for all of our kids and their kids.
In his book, Lights Out, veteran journalist Ted Koppel paints a grim picture of a paralyzing power outage in the form of an all-out cyber attack on the nation's electrical grid.
Who are the potential perpetrators here? Who do we have to fear the most? Is it Russia, China, Iran, terrorists, individual actors?
All those. The interesting thing, Chip, is the ones who are most capable are the ones least likely to do it.
There are some experts who say they're already in.
Oh, they are in.
They are in.
There is no question about it.
They're into our grid.
They are already in the grid. I was told that by the former chief scientist of NSA. He stated categorically the Russians are in, the Chinese are in. The Iranians may be on the verge of getting in. And then at the bottom of the capability scale are folks like ISIS, terrorist groups.
The power grid is the system interconnecting North America's supply of electricity. If one area has particularly heavy demand, power from another region can sometimes serve as backup. The downside to all this? If a hacker manages to take down an entire grid, a huge portion of the country, along with parts of Canada, could go down with it. The primary reason? Like so much else these days, the grid relies heavily on the internet.
We have a sort of a joke in our security industry that there's no secure system. The only secure one is unplugged, turned off, and buried under 6 feet of concrete.
Larry Pesci should know. He's a cybersecurity consultant who gets paid to find glitches in business computer networks. In other words, he's a hacker who works for the good guys.
In the last 6 years, you know, of me doing testing full-time, There has never been a customer that we've been to that we have not gotten in.
At 5:28 Tuesday evening, give or take a few seconds, an estimated 30 million people in the northeastern United States were plunged into an eerie blackness.
Wide-scale outages are nothing new. In 1965, a huge blackout in the Northeast left more than 30 million without power for almost 13 hours.
New Yorkers have taken it in stride, have they, as far as you've been able to see?
No, they haven't.
You can ask them that.
In 1977, New York City was plunged into darkness again, this time resulting in looting and other crimes.
There have been massive power outages, blackouts.
And in 2003, overgrown trees were partly to blame for a blackout that affected 8 states and part of Canada, some 50 million people. That one lasted up to 4 days in some areas. But our next electric failure could be just a keystroke away.
I'm not sure I know why it hasn't happened yet. It's definitely not for, you know, not for lack of capability on various parts, whether it be us or an enemy. I think it comes down to timing, and I think we need to make the right people mad at the right time.
You would think the one entity that would be ready for something like this is the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
Are they ready?
No. I mean, I've talked to every former Secretary of Homeland Security, and they all acknowledge there is no plan.
You described the conversation as prickly at one point.
Well, it got prickly because I kept asking, what's the plan? Why wait until disaster strikes? Why not tell him, do you have a plan? And he just sort of pointed up at a shelf filled with white binders, and he said, look, I'm sure there's something up there somewhere.
We wanted to find out for ourselves, but both the White House and the Department of Energy declined our requests for an on-camera interview. The Department of Homeland Security also refused to speak on camera. Instead, we were given a statement, which reads in part, to be clear, the Department of Homeland Security has a plan. We, along with the Department of Energy, coordinate national efforts to strengthen the security and resilience of the electric grid. We also work with energy sector partners to promote the security and resilience of the grid through myriad activities both seen and unseen. Next, we reached out to some of the big electric companies. They refused to speak with us as well.
Ted Koppel says the government basically has no plan. Is he right?
No, he's not right.
So we turned to Paul Stockton, a former Defense Department official whose duties included cybersecurity.
The government is building plans very, very quickly now to help manage the consequences of an attack on the grid, but also to make sure that government systems are more resilient against attack.
Are the power companies today prepared to respond to a large-scale cyber attack on the grid?
Power companies today are strengthening their ability to respond to an attack and restore power more quickly.
Still, Stockton admits,
their readiness is not where it needs to be, given that the adversary continues to strengthen the sophistication of the weapons that will be used against the United States.
Is this something? You're thinking about it. Do you have a plan? Or they'll have a plan. This is Ted Koppel. He wrote this book, Lights Out. You got to get it to get an understanding of what he's talking about fully. But know this, that we have an enemy. It's not just a cyber enemy, which, of course, North Korea did do a cyber attack on an American company called Sony.
That's right.
And the whole, I mean, they didn't come to the White House for other things, but they came to the White House for an economic hack of Sony. And now we have literally the leader of North Korea Rocket Man, as the president refers to him, firing rockets off and saying, I'm going to turn the lights out. It's the words he uses, lights out on America. And he just keeps firing these rockets over Japan. Japan is our friends, you know, threatening South Korea. They want to take over South Korea. But you know what? There was a prophetic word given. It was a dream that Dmitry Duderman had. And in this dream, God showed him North Korea, Russia, and China making a covenant against America. This North Korean leader, they don't have the money to do that kind of stuff. Guess who borders the northern border of North Korea? Guess who set the first leader in North Korea? It was Russia that set the first leader in there. Russia and China both border the northern borders of North Korea. They know what's going on. According to this prophetic word, This is them egging things on. Mm. And you want to pray that we don't get in a war over in the China Sea, because some of the things he said with that were, or if we do get distracted over there and something happens in the center of our United States, all of a sudden all of our resources are being used up and something comes into America from the south. It begins to hit our nuclear sites and causes something to happen. And you can see with an EMP and these different things. Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to talk to you, hear from Rick Joyner himself, talking about two satellites from North Korea goes over our country every single day. And all they have to do is have an EMP in one of those satellites. And if it goes over Kansas City, he's going to tell us what happens to all of America and how 90% of the population could be gone in less than 365 days, 1 year. But first, I have this offer for you. Think about this. God is bigger than all these things. You know, kings conspire, people conspire against God and against God's people and God's plans. But guess what? God's bigger than all that. And you need to get a perspective during these days of who our God is. Because you heard in the beginning of the program, God is all this disturbance going on. You have bad characters, bad actors losing all their power, and they're kicking and screaming like a drowning person is. And God is taking the air out of their sails. God is pulling the power out of their sources. He's pulling the water out of their desire, and they're kicking and screaming. But he said the first 10 months, according to Cindy Jacobs, you know, all this is going to happen. We want to pray we don't go to war. We want to pray that we don't go to war, that some sense comes to North Korea. But we also want to pray that the Christians that are held in captivity in the gulags, the jails, the gulag system inside of North Korea, that are being tormented and tortured just for being a believer in Jesus Christ, that they get freed in this process. That's your brother and sister. If you're a Christian, that's your brother and sister that's locked down those gulags. And I just pray that God would just free those prisoners and just change that regime and bring a goodness. As a matter of fact, it used to be called the East Jerusalem, I believe. It was known for a biblically sound, vibrant, godly, vibrant place before this happened, you know, after the Korean War. But anyway, I want to send you this. This is what is man that you are mindful of him? When you think about God, how big he is and how awesome he is, you start thinking about how little you are. But you know what? Even though it's awesome to think about, he's still mindful of you. He's thinking about you. He's been thinking about you before the foundations of the earth. He has a plan for you in all eternity. And this we want to send to you, no cost, for your partnership of any amount. Check it out.
Offer 2040. What is man that you are mindful of him? This message will inspire and encourage you and take you to a deeper understanding of the awesomeness of God and his heart for you. The earth is said to be spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. The earth is orbiting the sun at 483,000 miles per hour. In the middle of a galaxy of billions of stars, that is in a universe that is filled with an uncountable number of galaxies. Yet God, who created all of this, has you on his heart and mind. Discover the answer to the question, who am I, that you are thinking about me and entrusting me with all you have created? We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. Or you can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2040. What is man that you are mindful of him?
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
One of the most delicate aspects of raising a teenager is figuring out what's worth a showdown and what isn't.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Now, I remember talking to a waitress, a single mother, in a restaurant a few years ago. When she found out I was a psychologist, she began telling me about her 12-year-old daughter. We fought tooth and nail for this entire year, she said. It's been awful. We go at it every night, usually over the same issue. What's that? I asked. Well, she's still a little girl, but she wants to shave her legs, and I feel she's too young. But she gets so angry, she won't even talk to me. I looked her in the eye, and I said, lady, go buy your daughter a razor. That 12-year-old girl was paddling into a time of life that would rock her canoe good and hard. As a single parent, Mom would soon be trying to keep this rebellious teenager from getting into drugs, alcohol, sex, and pregnancy. Truly, there would be many ravenous alligators in her river within a year or two. In that setting, it seemed unwise to make a big deal over what was essentially a non-issue. I've seen other parents fight similar battles over what were really inconsequential issues. I urge you not to damage your friendship with your kids over behavior that has no great moral significance. There'll be plenty of real issues that require you to stand like a rock. Save your big guns for those crucial confrontations.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Jesus is being tempted alone in the wilderness. Satan comes with three temptations. First, he comes to him intellectually. If you turn these stones into bread, they will follow you. Jesus rejects that. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Satan now makes a second approach upon him, and he says, why don't you jump and see if he will give his angels charge over you? Here, Satan is trying to tempt him volitionally, appealing to his will. And Jesus immediately rejects that one also in saying, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And finally, Satan comes to him and says, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world if you shall bow down and worship me. The imagination is being assaulted. Now listen to me, please. Everything that was offered to Jesus, he already had.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right. We've been talking about, you know, what is the viewpoint of Rick Joyner, who, understand this, Rick Joyner has the Oak Initiative.
Yes.
You know, retired General Jerry Boykin's been with him. Other generals have been, he's been in company with the leaders. What was the book?
The Research
what
Council.
Was the book that Kamal Saleem wrote with the Jerry Boykin? Well, oh. Think about that book. But it's a fiction book, but it's really not. It comes from the perspective of a radical jihadist terrorist who Kamal Saleem was, but he got saved, gave his life to the Lord, and also a general in the U.S. Military. And they bring it together, and what the coalition is what it's called, and the ultimate goal was oil. You know, Iran wants Saudi Arabia.
That was the end game.
The end game was Iran wants Saudi Arabia. So when you see our president going to Saudi Arabia and strengthening the Muslim alliance against the radical Islamic terrorism, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And so you're looking right here. Now we're looking at our president's UN speech. He was speaking directly to North Korea, and he was referred to him as the Rocket Man. He was calling him that because so we could remember it, but also the fact that he's firing rocket after rocket after rocket off. Well, think about it. He puts a nuclear payload on there. He puts an EMP on there, and that thing can reach California. California, if it was a country, it'd be like equal to the eighth largest country in regards to the economy. Well, if that happens, it just shuts it down. And we heard from Rick Wiles, True News, he saw specifically a city being hit. So we can pray that doesn't happen. And
there's only three grids. We've got, you know, the West Coast, yes. East Coast, and Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
maybe
not...
saw a whole city being on fire because it got hit. And God shows us something sometimes so we can pray that it doesn't happen. But now we have this person, North Korea, the leader of North Korea, talking about he wants to take America
openly.
Out. He wants to turn the lights out. That's EMP talk. What's the name of Lights Out?
Lights Out.
That's his book.
Ted Koppel's book.
It's called Lights Out. And he's saying, I want to turn the lights out. That's EMP language.
And he has the ability. It's not that people are making threats.
Right.
It's a threat, and they have the ability to do it.
So we want to join Rick Joyner with Jim Baker. He's talking specifically about this North Korean threat. Let's go there now.
I just wanted to ask about the generals. You know a lot of generals. I think you have generals on your board as well. Do you have any information of what is going on with Korea, what is going on in the world with maybe Iran, but what's really happening? Is this part of the at war with Korea and Iran?
Yeah. Well, they're real threats, you know, and you understand the EMP threat.
Yes.
Electromagnetic pulse. You've had Forsham on your program.
Yes.
I think it's the greatest threat.
Yes.
North Korea has two satellites flying over us every day. They shouldn't be allowed. No. If I were president today, they would come down today. Mm-hmm. I'd say, you're not flying a satellite over us.
We've had generals on our show said he would have them shot out of the sky.
I would, too. Because they could be carrying what could be used as an EMP, which is only, you only need a low-yield nuclear device at those altitudes would wipe out the electrical grid of the U.S. Forsham estimated 80% of Americans would die in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA did a study on that about the same time. Jerry was with the CIA. Yes. Mm-hmm. He said they estimated 90% would die in the first year. There'd be no more deliveries of food or anything. Mm-hmm. It'd be Houston for the whole country. No power, no cars moving, nothing.
If we think it's bad in Houston, people are stranded, this would be totally shut down of the United States of America.
Well, remember when they said they had exploded a hydrogen bomb? And it was so small, everybody said, that's not such a big deal. That's not a big deal. It was the exact size and released the exact low yield, radiation that you use for an EMP. All they have to do is put one 200 miles over Kansas. The whole country's wiped out.
Wow.
No more electricity, no computers, no cars will work, except for ones built before 1976 or something like that that don't have computers. Right. We're grounded. I mean, this is the real threat. Now, they could put one in a fishing trawler right off our coast. This is something that cannot be allowed. They could do that to Japan, even though Japan has hardened their grid. Russia's supposedly hardened their grid. China's hardened their grid. South Korea's hardened their grid. Almost everybody but America's hardened their grid. We're the most vulnerable in the world right now. And one of the threats North Korea made about us, they said, we're going to turn your lights out.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What are they preparing for?
That's EMP.
That's EMP.
Absolutely.
And if you understand EMP, they can explode the device in space, do no damage on the Earth, not kill or wound anybody on the Earth. Mm-hmm. But it'll kill us by starving us in every other way. This is the greatest threat now. And I wonder if some of the military people in our administration right now are really facing that part. Now, I think Trump gets it.
He does.
Yeah. And
that was one of the things he ran on.
Yeah. Now, another thing that is a real serious threat to us, we've got our attention on all these other things now, but I tell you, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they are using this time. And if we do have people in top positions in our administration that do not really understand the Muslim Brotherhood and what a threat it is to America. It was designated a terrorist organization by Saudi Arabia, by Egypt, by many other Middle Eastern countries. They understand who the Muslim Brotherhood is. On the front page of their website until a few years ago, in plain English, their mission statement was the destruction of America, using our own constitution, political correctness, and all this against us. That was their mission. To destroy America. Then you have the Homeland Security trial in Texas. You have all this that proves everything about them. And we've got military leaders, top positions in our government right now, who don't understand the Muslim Brotherhood. How can, basic military thing, you cannot defeat an enemy you don't understand or don't see.
There it is. This whole program has been leaning up to that. Listen, we're going to get back from this break. We're going to hear some positive prophetic words that are given specifically about these hurricanes, how they're coming into specific territories, and how Kim Clement prophesied in 2014, not only about this current president that would be president, but the winds that would come, something about an outpouring coming to these particular lands. Also, we're going to hear from Jim Yont, who also heard like baptism over. We're going to talk about that.
Bill Yont.
Bill Yont. And also, we're going to be talking about... Kim Clement, Bill Yont, and also the Lord spoke to me right before Harvey happened. Listen, these things are happening, but understand, just like Cindy Jacobs said, that it's at the end of this thing is going to be great. Make sure you join us after the break so you hear all these prophetic words.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Operation Blessing continues to respond to Hurricane Harvey. We are working in seven cities throughout Texas. Today I'm in hard-hit Rockport, Texas, where a Category 4 hurricane left catastrophic damage. There are homes that have been completely leveled, and then next door there may be a home that's standing. I was talking to an emergency official just this morning, and he said that 67% of the people living here in Rockport year-round are on some kind of government assistance. 80% of the homes suffered significant or catastrophic damage. So Operation Blessing is sending these volunteers in to help these residents begin to move debris to the side so homes can be rebuilt. We're doing chainsaw work just to get the trees off of homes and off to the side. And we're most importantly, come alongside these homeowners, loving on them, praying with them, and letting them know that they are not alone. Just this morning, I had the opportunity to meet Mondo. Mondo's lived in his family home for over 30 years. And so he evacuated from the storm. When he came back, his home was significantly damaged. He has no idea if they're going to consider it uninhabitable or if he's going to be able to rebuild. And so when I walked up, he was sitting on the porch of his house with a borrowed cell phone, prepaid phone, just hoping that the minutes would not run out before FEMA called to let them know he was coming out to assess his home, to let him know if he'd be able to move back home or not. He's in a desperate situation, and we had the opportunity to love on him, to pray with him, and to encourage him, and to let him know that he's not alone, and he's not forgotten. That story is repeated hundreds and even thousands of times throughout not only this coastal city, but throughout Texas. And so if you're watching and you want to get involved, obviously please pray for us. Financial support is something that we need, and we also need human resources. We need people who are willing to make a trip to Texas, to volunteer with us, and help us help these residents recover. And so if you're watching and you'd like to come and volunteer with us, please go to operationblessing.org and click on volunteer, and we'll send you the information to come and join our teams in either Rockport, Texas, or Beaumont. We'll provide everything that you need. We just ask that you provide your transportation to Texas and your transportation to and from the job site. So again, please go to operationblessing.org and come out to Texas and help us help these residents recover.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. What a powerful program. We're talking about all these different things going on, and we want to talk to you now specifically about prophecy in regards to what good things God is saying. Quite often, you know, we have to go through some difficult times before we can actually appreciate the good times. And
kind of works like that, doesn't it?
Well, you think of like soil. If you're going to go grow a garden, quite often you have to till the soil up to make it, you know, move a little bit.
Soft.
Hard-hearted to soft-hearted. Well, right before Hurricane Harvey came, the day before it came to Texas and Louisiana area, the Lord spoke to me very specifically in a night vision. He showed me these floods, and these floods were so, it was coming into a city. And it was moving like a river through the streets of the city. It was like all the way up to here. Mm. And your feet could so easily be swept out from under you. And it was just like it was being taken over by water.
It's a strong current.
And just to get across the street was a big thing. So I got across the street. and the building was kind of turned kind of sideways. And this is before Harvey hit, so nobody was thinking floods. God was saying these floods are coming. And the building was kind of turned just a little bit, so it cut some of the river, the water coming down. And I was, this particular lady that was right there, her business or her home or whatever, I think it was her home. But we found out that it doesn't matter. You cannot get away from what's going on. Mm. There's no way to get away from it. This thing is just coming. But understand this. You have to hear this prophetic word by Bill Yont in regards to what God is going to do right here. Because Bill literally heard this word in the midst of these hurricanes, this prophetic word. And John, can you read this prophetic word from Bill?
This morning while...
And he's talking about, this is hurricanes are going on, Hurricane Harvey and Irma. Okay.
This morning while witnessing a water baptism at our church, I saw another one take place. I sensed the Lord saying, I have used the hurricanes to baptize the states of Texas and Florida and to cleanse their land. Their cries have come up before me. They will rise from their waters with resurrection life. As power outages are worked on, many will discover the power of my light, turning their houses into homes and their cities into sanctuaries of my presence. I have seen their precious alabaster boxes broken open by nature's rage as a sweet-smelling fragrance is released throughout this nation.
You know, think about, go ahead.
These two states will become pillars in my kingdom as many consider and wonder why they are still here. Many survivors will become revivers as my river now runs through their cities and states. The windows of heaven have been opened over them.
That's awesome, isn't it awesome?
Yes. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep water, Psalms 18:16.
We just appreciate Bill sharing that word with you. He contacted me right away as soon as he got it from the Lord. And this is lines up with what God has been saying about this great outpouring coming to the Gulf Coast. You're talking about Florida, and you're talking about Texas. It was interesting when you look at the glory zone that God has told us about. It literally stayed away from the glory zone. But also think of the prophetic word given by Kim Clement in 2014. Not only did he prophesy that if you hear it, it describes President Trump being the president, the next president after Barack Obama. But he also gave this prophetic word. That's accurate. And this is the word that he gave right here. Can you read that for us?
Sure. There will be severe winds from above, and all the states that are affected by the severe weather have been set up for a shaking of my spirit and outpouring.
This is exactly what God's doing. You may go through a difficult time right now. We thank Jody Getty, who's going out with Operation Blessing, you know, and meeting your needs, and you're partnering with her, and you're volunteering and being a part of that. But share the good news that God is about to move in their states, the states of Texas, the state of Florida, and potentially every state, every state that was touched or territory that was touched by these storms. But definitely Florida and Texas. And I think about hearing their heart's cry. Think about so many of you have been praying, and you've been calling out to God and asking God to move, and you're wondering if you heard your prayers. Think about this. I think about the VFN prayer and fasting community every Monday now for years. You know, for 24 hours, we've been praying and asking God to move, and we're seeing so many answered prayers. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful about that. But I want to encourage you, a great move of God is coming to the world, coming to America. A great harvest of souls coming. It's reportedly over 1 billion souls coming, young folks coming into the kingdom of God. And you can see how things shift when these things happen. But know this, that the Lord says he's going to pour it out over the Gulf Coast, and it's not going to fit in any buildings. And the nations are going to come from all four directions, all four winds, and they're going to come and they're going to receive what God's doing. They're going to go back to their nations, and this whirlwind is going to be taking place in the world and the nations. And you're seeing the forerunning of that taking place even right now. So I want to encourage you, you know, if you've got revival in your heart, you know, you want to be a part of it. God wants you to be a part of it. So you need to say, God, I want to be prepared. I want to be ready. Because God showed me an angel going out and getting certain people out of Christians. So we're all Christians. What about that? All the people he was selecting from. But the ones he chose were the ones that had revival in their heart. Mm. And this is what it is.
Harvest of harvesters.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you know, it takes work. But if your joy is in the fact that somebody comes to know the Lord,
that's right.
You're going to love being a part of this. Because the nations, I've literally walked. God walked me amongst the harvest. Mm. Nations, John, which is here and there and different nations and people that would, you would think that, you know, if they were in their South American country, everybody would want their autograph. But they were here running a camera at this outpouring, and they were just quietly just glad to serve, being a part of it. I know we got 1 minute left. I want to pray with you. But listen, God, good things are about to happen. Think about what Cindy Jacobs said. 10 months, when 10 months is over, they're going to be fighting and screaming for 10 months. You're seeing everything happen. You're seeing Kim Jong-un, you know, hype up, but you're also seeing our president just nail it. Dylan, telling the United Nations, line up, we got to do this thing. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for all these prophets and people, your voice, God, speaking, preparing us. We thank you, Lord God, that this stuff may rise, but it's going to fall, Lord God. The seed of the righteous is going to rise. The seed of the evil is coming down. We thank you for the outpouring that's come. We thank you for the healing that's coming to Texas and Florida and all the other areas like the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and all the ones that are suffering from these winds. God, we just thank you. You got good things in store for us. You're a good God, Lord. We thank you for the revival and the great awakening. And God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send this third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.